Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Dan Fogelberg bringing us back, ladies and gentlemen, the late, great Dan Fogelberg. 23 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for being part of my day. Check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Got a brand new video up there. Hope you check it out, too. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. On and on. Lots and lots of stuff. We update the website every single day with lots of new stuff. And of course, have thousands of pieces of things you can read or listen to in under 3 minutes right there on the Small Business Advocate Show. Smallbusinessadvocate.com, I should say. Carol Roth is our guest. She's a member of our Brain Trust, the author of The Entrepreneurial Equation. CarolRoth.com is her website, by the way. Carol, you've been doing quite a bit of studying, as I have, on this Jobs Act, and you've got some background in the middle market part of the Jobs Act because of some of your investment banking background. The Jobs Bill is going to help people who want to go public. But Sarbanes-Oxley's kind of cooled them off on that, and it buys them a little more time to get some critical mass before they go public in a way that they haven't had before the Jobs Act. What do you think?
I agree with that. It's really funny. The word small business, when it's used by a politician, rarely ever means a small business.
Right.
It usually does mean a middle market business. I mean, they're playing around with the numbers up to $1 billion here,
and I can tell you that most
small business owners would love to be anywhere in the neighborhood of $1 billion. And so I think that basically, you're absolutely right. A lot of these measures in terms of being able to advertise before an offering or being able to get around Sarbanes-Oxley, at least for a couple of years. They eventually then get thrown into the tiger's den with that, too.
Right.
They have no applicability. And even the ability to go public earlier, as a small business, you're not going to be able to go public for a whole host of reasons. It's just not. You don't have the liquidity. You don't have the reporting,
right,
the financial controls, all of these things. So there are very few measures. I mean, I love the fact that they're taking away some of these regulations and making it easier in general. So I do think overall it's a good thing, but I don't really feel like this is a small business act.
It's not a small business act, and it's not going to help thousands of companies. It's going to help a few hundred. But from a small business standpoint, one of the elements of the small business of the Jobs Bill from a small business standpoint, and this still wouldn't be for really small businesses. This would typically be for the upper end of the small businesses, is the crowdfunding part. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, so I was really excited about this at first, because crowdfunding is when you can go out to a big group of people and they all put in, some small amount of capital, and it's really allowed, in theory, small businesses to tap their network. Unfortunately, what they've done in this bill is a couple of things. One is they're requiring that this crowdfunding go through a registered intermediary that basically has to have the same requirements as a broker-dealer. So that in of itself, the fact that you have to use this certain kind of intermediary, is going to take it off the table for a lot of different companies. The second thing is that they're limiting the amount that any investor can contribute to $10,000 or 10% of their income, whichever is higher. So $10,000 maximum that you can get. So if you wanted to get a bunch of your friends and family together and they wanted to put in 50, under this bill, no, they can just put in 10. And there's still some reporting controls in here. So I don't think that it opened it up in the way that you'd think of, crowdfunding a project through Kickstarter with a non-capital investment through like a treat or a reward.
Right.
And I just don't think, I think that they just missed the boat. And that was the one shot that they had to really help Main Street.
Carol, let's put that aside for a second. And let's say that Santa Claus showed up and put this thing together. And when he delivered it, he said, okay, small business owners, no questions asked. Nobody's ever going to ask any questions. People can line up and give you money, and we won't even check on it. Just go get the money. And so
That
doesn't
work either.
Here comes the people, and they bring you the money, but now they're your partners. Never mind, irrespective of whether the government's involved or not, small business owners need to understand that when people give you money, they expect something back.
They do, and if they're
unsophisticated, and most small business owners don't want partners.
Not only do they not want the partners, but if you have an unsophisticated investor, they're probably going to have unrealistic expectations.
Right.
So they're going to be, you know, if the more the investors that you have, the more people you have checking on you, the more time you have to spend dealing with them, they're going to want freebies, they're going to want to show
right.
up and show their friends around your place. So there really is some downside to having not only, you know, a couple of investors, but now
right.
if you crowdfund and you have, you know, dozens or hundreds,
right.
That, you know, that multiplies your headaches by some exponential
factor. And they're going to have to learn the concept of the limitations that a minority investor has in a privately held company. They can't control how you pay yourself or whether you ever distribute distributions. You're going to learn the reality of having a minority shareholder who can sue you.
Well, and not only that, you know, this is becomes a personal versus professional relationship because crowdfunding usually only works with people that you know well and who know you.
Right.
So now you're taking people that you have a personal relationship and layering a business relationship. So now you're at the Christmas party for the neighborhood
right.
and you say, "Hey, can I have a martini?" And they say, "No, not until I have my $10,000 back."
or a dividend.
You're no longer the most popular guy
right.
in the neighborhood when
Carol
that happens.
Carol Roth, ladies and gentlemen, The Entrepreneurial Equation is her book. Her website is hername.com. Carol, thanks for being here. Come back again real soon.
Jim, thanks so much for having me.
We'll see you next time. Carol Roth, folks, she'll be back. I will be too after these messages, 29 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.